A 21-year-old man was scheduled to appear in court today after a shooting incident earlier this month on the Lac La Ronge Indian Band. RCMP say Preston Gordon Ratt was arrested on Saturday. He's facing 10 charges, including reckless discharge of a firearm, assault with a weapon, and possession of a firearm while prohibited. On February 8th, police were called to a home on the reserve after receiving reports of shots being fired at a parked vehicle. After a standoff, the suspect was arrested later in the day and no injuries were reported. A 26-year-old woman from La Ronge is scheduled to appear in Prince Albert Court today, charged with drug trafficking. Police say a vehicle stop was conducted Friday evening in the 1400 block of 12th Street West. Investigators say they seized 51 grams of methamphetamine and a small amount of cocaine. Two other men from Prince Albert were also charged with drug possession for the purpose of trafficking. A 37-year-old man is due in Regina court today in connection with the city's first murder of the year. Police say Christopher Dylan Braun has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of 27-year-old Morris Poitras. His body was found in the early morning hours of February 14th in the 800 block of Montague Street. Poitras was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of death has not been released. RCMP say the information that led them to a home in Christopher Lake turned out to be false, but they still made a number of arrests when they arrived. Police received information on Sunday suggesting a serious incident had taken place at a home in the community. They say they believed evidence could be located within a home that was important to the investigation, so they went in and arrested everyone inside and got a search warrant. Police say it turned out the information was false, but several people in the home had outstanding charges and warrants for their arrest. The opposition Conservatives are supporting an NDP motion calling for a public inquiry into the SNC-Lavalin affair. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer told the House of Commons today the Prime Minister should allow former Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould to speak about the case.
I am proud to stand with my colleagues to support this motion, urging the Prime Minister to waive privilege in this case. Canadians are tired of him speaking for the attorney, former Attorney General. It's time that Canadians heard from her herself.
New Democrat MP Charlie Angus says the resignation of Trudeau's principal secretary, Gerald Butts, has added to concerns about what the Prime Minister's office may have done to help SNC-Lavalin avoid criminal prosecution related to bribery accusations in Libya. Community leaders in MP Jody Wilson-Raybould's Vancouver riding, meanwhile, say they respect her decision to resign from the federal cabinet. They also hope she continues to represent their constituency. Walter Wells, a member of the Vancouver Oddfellows community group, says Wilson-Raybould is friendly and generous with her time. He says no one knows what happened behind closed doors, but it appears she took a principled stance against the Prime Minister.
I may well, for the first time in my life, volunteer for her campaign because I am just so inspired by what I think is going on with her and disgusted what I think is going on with the Prime Minister's office. That's just my impression at this point.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has denied allegations that he directed Wilson-Raybould to drop criminal prosecution of SNC-Lavalin while she was Attorney General. An appeal court has found that a judge mistakenly failed to consider the Cree background of a man convicted of drug trafficking. The 20-year-old was taken away from his biological Cree parents in Manitoba at birth and later adopted by a non-Indigenous couple in Prince Edward Island. A provincial court judge decided not to consider the man's Aboriginal heritage in arriving at her decision to sentence him to 90 days in jail. But the Prince Edward Island Court of Appeal ruled the judge erred in refusing to accept the systemic factors that would have affected the suspect. The Supreme Court of Canada's 1999 Gladue decision said judges must take note of systemic or background factors when determining a sentence for Indigenous offenders in order to address their serious overrepresentation in prison.